From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Fiber in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Fiber is a small spider, but not a scary one at all. Her body is soft and chunky, like a friendly cartoon. She has a cheerful smile, six tidy legs, and kind, watchful eyes. A small magnifying glass hangs on a leather cord around her neck, and she carries a tiny fiber collection tray for the tiniest of finds. Fiber loves small things more than anything in the world. Her magnifying glass shows her what plain eyes miss: a single fiber, a fleck of paint, a shard of glass, a stray hair, and her tray keeps each speck safe on its own labeled pad. She'll spend hours pressed close to a dusty book, a scratch on a table, even the crumbs after a snack. To Fiber, everything holds a secret. You just need the right tool to see it. And the secret she teaches is trace evidence. When two things touch, tiny bits move from each to the other. Every contact leaves a trace, she says. Fiber grew up in a small village, in a family of web keepers, spiders who tended all the village's beautiful webs. These weren't just fly traps. They were woven art, sparkling with morning dew, some huge across a doorway, some tiny as lace on a windowsill. Fiber learned to mend a broken strand with the lightest touch and to spot a loose thread from clear across the room. Her family taught her that every single fiber, no matter how small, mattered to the whole web, that the tiniest thread could be the one holding everything together. It was patient, close, gentle work, and by the time she was six, she already knew the secret that would make her a detective. Tiny things matter a lot, if only you know how to see them. When Fiber was 22, she walked all the way to Sleuth Lab, a big, busy place that smelled of old books and faintly of burnt toast. Inspector Vex, a tall, serious badger with a deep voice, met her. Fiber felt a little nervous, but held her head high and clutched her collection tray. "What is trace evidence?" he asked. Fiber took a breath. "It's Locard's exchange principle. Every contact leaves a trace. Small transfers happen between surfaces, both ways." She paused. "But the real skill is asking, what does the evidence actually show? And what other ways could it have gotten here?" Inspector Vex smiled. "You are appointed." In the lab, Fiber teaches the team about trace evidence, and she always begins with Locard. Every contact leaves a trace. Things swap both ways. Wear a wool sweater, brush a wooden chair, and some wool stays on the chair, while a little wood clings to you. Then she shows the common kinds: fibers, hairs, paint flecks, glass shards, even soil and pollen, and the careful way to collect them: tweezers and special tape, each sample on its own labeled pad in her tray. She teaches class versus individual. Most tiny bits are only class evidence, a red wool fiber, common type, not this exact fiber from this exact sweater, and that difference is huge. Most of all, she teaches honesty about alternative explanations. A red fiber on a chair might be from someone who sat there yesterday or last week. Trace evidence is contact evidence. It tells you two things touched, but not when or how or why. So she reminds them to combine trace evidence with other clues. A tiny bit is rarely enough alone, and to keep it kid-sized. Whose paint flecks are on the prank rocks? Never scary crime scenes.
"Is trace evidence hard?" a teammate asked her once. Fiber shook her head. "Not at all. It's just Locard's principle, plus the skill of thinking about other explanations. Small transfers add up, especially when you think about them honestly." Her magnifying glass drifted down and found, of course, one more tiny fiber caught in the grain of the table. And as it did, a warm little flutter of gladness rose in her chest. The quiet, happy feeling of knowing that even the very smallest thing matters if you care enough to look and honest enough to say only what it truly shows.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Fiber. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.